فاروق اعظم ہے میرے فاروق اعظم ہے
سیدنا عبد الرحمن بن ابی عمرہ انصاری رضی اللہ عنہ says that my father told me that once we were going for a battle and the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we were going to the battle with him, and on the way our things that we had, our rations and our food in particular that we had, that finished. So we requested in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why do we not slaughter our rides, the animals that we're riding upon? If we slaughter them and then eat them, so we can satisfy our hunger. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he requested in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, if we are to slaughter these animals, then we'd be left hungry and without rides in front of the enemy. So then he said, and he requested in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my suggestion in this case is that all the remaining belongings of our group of travelers, our army, all the remaining belongings of our army be gathered, and whatever is left from water, food, whatever is left, we gather it in one place and present it in your court. And then, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you make dua of barakah. You make dua of barakah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And through your dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create such blessings in that food and water that remains that it will be sufficient for all of us. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he liked this suggestion that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu proposed. And then this was done and the belongings were gathered. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood and made dua as much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed. And then the narrator, he states that there was not even one pot, one container remaining free and empty. But they had filled all the containers and the food that was there still remained as it was. These were the blessings that were created by the dua of the beloved messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he smiled so much that his blessed teeth became apparent. And he says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَا يَلْقَ اللَّهَ عَبْدٌ مُؤْمِنٌ بِهِمَا إِلَّا حُجِبَتْ عَنْهُ النَّارُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship but Allah, and I am the chosen servant and the messenger of Allah. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he says, whomsoever reads these two kalimat, these words, he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a state that there will be a veil, a barrier in between him and the fire of hell. Subhanallah. So from this beautiful incident, we actually gather a few points which are amazing points for us to take on board. Firstly, what was the belief of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an? That he requested for dua in the court of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Knowing what was right in front of them was little amount of food, but he had this belief that in the time of difficulty we go into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We go and ask from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We seek assistance from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the state of difficulty. And then likewise we realize that he did this in front of other companions alayhim radwan. Nobody said anything against it. So that means that this was a unanimous agreement and the belief and the creed of the companions alayhim radwan, not only Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Because he went and suggested this and requested in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the other companions were in agreement. And that's why all of their belongings were gathered. And even the greatest point to be noted is that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the one who guides people, who commands people of good and forbids them from evil. So if there was anything wrong Islamically in the eyes of Sharia with what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu had suggested, then Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have told him off, would have advised him, would have told him that, Ya Umar, this is not good. This is not the right method, and you do not seek assistance from anyone other than Allah. You don't ask anyone else other than Allah for help. But rather the Prophet ﷺ liked the suggestion that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu proposed and put forward. And it was acted upon. So this shows the beautiful belief of our beloved companions alayhim ridwan. It also shows the authority that our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been granted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.